New Zealanders visiting relatives in China are now trapped in Wuhan, with the city in lockdown over the deadly coronavirus. At least 17 people are dead and more than 500 infected in China alone, as the virus spreads from Wuhan to other provinces and countries. Public transport in the Chinese megacity has been suspended, and residents have been advised to stay put as the response to the outbreak ramps up. Chen Liu reports.
What started as a normal week in Wuhan has quickly escalated to a city facing a major health epidemic. Auckland man Mr. Lee is visiting family in a Chinese city of 11 million and says on Tuesday people are still shopping and travelling, and the streets bustling with people. But roughly 48 hours later, the city had gone into lockdown. For him, it started with friends and relatives cancelling planned parties and gatherings. We have translated his words.
The face masks were all sold out. There were queues in front of every pharmacy. The usually crowded shopping malls are entirely different, and the shops are all open, but there's barely any customers. The subway stations, which should be noisy and crowded in the New Year's season, are almost empty.
He says if you see anyone in public, they are all wearing masks.
Starting from yesterday, the whole city started to feel more nervous. All the things and all the conversations from our social media group are all around the virus infection.
Mr. Lee says he didn't believe it when he first heard about the likelihood of locking down the mega city, comparable in size to London. Planning to come back to Auckland in 2 days, now he's trying to figure out an alternative way as he's not sure when the travel restrictions will be lifted.
At 5 o'clock this morning, China time, the Chinese Central Television Station, Channel 1, said that from 10 o'clock this morning, all of the buses, subways, airport, and I've just heard that all the motorways will be closed down temporarily.
Auckland woman Ms. Wu says she's concerned about her 8-year-old son, who went back to their home city of Wuhan alone to visit his grandparents.
I didn't feel that strongly during the SARS outbreak because I'm not in China. But this time, because my son is in Wuhan, I can feel it acutely. I'm really worried. Protections are essential. Face mask is a must. My family is also avoiding going out.
Ms. Wu was on her way to her son's school in East Auckland when she was talking to RNZ today. She says her son is probably not going to make it in time for an upcoming school term.
The only thing we can do is wait. There's nothing else. My worrying is not going to help with anything. I'm now going to notify his school about the situation. After he comes back, he will probably be required to go on quarantine for a period of time before he can go to the school.
The National Party's health spokesperson Michael Woodhouse says there are a lot of Chinese travellers in transit around the world.
I think that heightens the risk and it reinforces the need to take the measures that this government hasn't taken. There's Wuhan to Sydney flights, and then we have flights coming from Sydney to nearly every international airport in New Zealand. The reality is people from Wuhan will be planning to travel to New Zealand right now, and we should be screening them.
At least 17 people are dead and more than 500 infected in China as the virus spreads from Wuhan to other provinces and countries. Health Minister David Clark says the official pandemic response has been triggered and government agencies will meet tomorrow to discuss their response. For Checkpoint, this is Chen Liu.